to focus upon your daughter, which has you then both out of the vortex, so no good can come of that. So looking at it from this rational standpoint, what is your best option? To be out of the vortex with her or to be in the vortex without her? Those are your options.
Yes.
Those are your options.
I see that very clearly now.
Or to be in the vortex, envisioning her in the vortex even though she's not in the vortex.
Amen.
Now, that takes some powerful imagination. In other words, that takes to see something in a way that it isn't is really what creation is. And here's the thing. You see, we don't think that you can stop thinking about your daughter. We think that your roots are too deep, that your desire is too strong, that you care about her too much. We don't think that it's possible for you to not think about your daughter. And we can hear that it seems not possible for you to be in the vortex while you think about her. But that really is your work. You got to figure out how to get in there and feel good being in there, uh-huh, and then be able to think about her too. So that's where deliberate creation comes in. That's where focusing. We don't want you to face reality. There are so many people that feel the responsibility of facing reality. We want you to face vibrational reality.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think it's possible to be in your vortex long enough that you don't feel guilty about you being in there and her not being in there? That's really the key question here. Is it right for me to thrive when people I love aren't?
Right. Yeah.
And the answer to that question is, it's not only right for you to thrive, it is the screwiest thing in the world when you don't. And it's screwy for them not to be thriving too. But you're not thriving. You can't get poor enough to help poor people be abundant. You can't get sick enough to help sick people be well. You can't get confused enough to help confused people find clarity. In other words, your work, you must satisfy your relationship first, your relationship with who you are. And then from there, the universe will assist you in the vision that you see. So we think you did well. You got her to call you. You must have been in the vortex for a while. So now, are you talking on a pretty regular basis or not at all?
Not at all.
So she made communication, she made contact with you. She found out how happy you are, and then she went out of the vortex even stronger.
That's a good point.
Because she still is blaming you and everybody else for where she is.
And I'm growing.
So what vision do you hold for her? What's your in-the-vortex vision?
Just for her to live a normal, happy, healthy life.
So when you say that, when you said normal, we could feel the pounding of her abnormality. And when you said healthy, we could feel the pounding of her not healthy life. So even though you're using those words, when you focus upon her, you come out of the vortex. And it's not fair for us to say she drags you out, because she's not dragging you out. You're going willingly.
Right.
You're going by virtue of the way you're seeing her. So here's the thing. If it was someone not your daughter, we would say, get in there and never think about her again. And you might be able to train yourself to divert your attention, and you might be able to stay in the vortex. Now, people all over the planet would say, oh, that is the worst parenting I've ever heard. Even if the child is 37 years old, that's still terrible parenting to just abandon them. And we say, if the choice is to abandon the vortex or to abandon the other, always abandon the other. If the choice is to abandon yourself or to abandon another, it's like the lifeguard instructor taught Jerry when he was taking training to become a lifeguard. The trainer said to him, sometime you're going to come across someone who's going to fight you, and you have to let them drown, or they'll drown you.
Right, they bring you down.
And there'll be no more of you to have any more value to anyone, you see.
Right.
And so we're not going to get quite that dramatic. Well, yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're every bit that dramatic. Your work is to save yourself. Your work is to get, and by saving, we mean in great joy. Oh, you could survive outside the vortex. Plenty of people do. You could be out there. You could be worried. You could feel guilty.